Well, as some of you may know, and for those who don't, welcome. We are in the midst of a sermon series on prayer, particularly grounded in the Lord's Prayer. And if you're here in person, I would encourage you, we have different translations from different languages of the Lord's Prayer, some other famous prayers, and some that you might not know that are hanging up in the hallway as an encouragement to all of us to be in prayer. You know, but prayer is something we talk about. It's not always something like, okay, what does that mean? What does it look like? The Bible says pray without ceasing. So like, do I do that in my sleep? Like, what does that mean? How does that work out? Sort of thing. So we're using the Lord's Prayer as a way to really, I think, sink in a little bit more. To prayer is this idea of the intentional connection of our lives with God. When it says to pray without ceasing, like, what does it mean that we are living, human, breathing people, and God's Spirit, which is breath, is closer than breath to us? And so how do we fundamentally live and orient our lives in view of that? Prayer is that opening, that regrounding of ourselves in that fundamental connection. And so today, we come to the second line of the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name in the King James Version, English. Hallowed be thy name. And as I was thinking about that line and this prayer, it got me thinking about, what does it mean to name something as holy? Which is indeed what hallowed is referring to. May your name be made holy. To pray such that one begins in the version we say, Our Father who art in heaven. Said alternatively, Our Father or Our Mother, Our Creator, Our Eternal Source. That's where this prayer begins. The recognition that we are coming into intentional presence with the God from whom we have our being, which is what this Exodus passage is reminding. Yahweh, the God who was and is the grounding and the source of our very being and any being. And we breathe and settle in and reconnect our Father, our Creator, our Mother, our Source. That's what Jesus is inviting us to remember the Yahweh God who is and was. The God not here on earth, not of us in the way that we betray ourselves or elevate one or ones of us, but the God who is of heaven, of the divine, of that which is above all and in all and around, our Father who art in heaven. A few weeks ago, Kelsey Sars, who is a member of our community, sent Christian and myself a note reminding us of a translation of the Lord's Prayer that is taken from the Aramaic, which would have been the street language, common language of the people of the time. And in his book, Neil Douglas Klotz, the book is Prayers of the Cosmos, Meditations on the Aramaic Words of Jesus, he names this first line, Our Father who art in heaven, as the affirmation of our birth in unity. Here are some translations that he just like puts out there to say, because any translation is just that, right? You have the language as it's originally written, and then it's, okay, how do we make sense of that? How do we put that into common speak in ways that we can apprehend what it's getting at? He says this, O thou, the breathing life of all, creator of the shimmering sound that touches us, or Radiant one, you shine within us, outside us, even darkness shines when we remember. Our Father who art in heaven, the God who is our source. Yahweh. That was really an excited Yahweh, right? Yahweh. It is exciting. The ground of our being, the God who is and was. That's where we begin. Okay. And next we cry, or pray, or breathe. Holy, hallowed be your name. Hallowed, a word we use in everyday speak, right? How's your hallowed life going? You could try that sometime. But hallowed as in holy, set apart, consecrated, which means like to be made holy or set apart. I love definitions like that. Of this line, Neil Douglas quotes, he names it as clearing space for the name to live. Okay, so if in Exodus, like who shall I tell them who has sent me, this sort of thing, Yahweh, that's the name. So to make holy is to create space for the name, for God to live. Making, creating, setting apart space. That's hallowed, holy work. In his translation, again from the Aramaic, here's some different renderings that he offers up. Help us to breathe, O holy breath, feeling only you. This creates the light inside in wholeness. Again, help us to let go, to clear the space inside of busy forgetfulness so the name comes to live. We look elsewhere for this light. It draws us out of ourselves, but the name always lives within. Or this final one. Focus your light within us, make us useful. Some of you would like that version of it, we say. Our Father who art in heaven, focus your light within us and make us useful. Amen. That's some good Scandinavian heritage there. Right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. A few notes about this line of the prayer. This divine name, Yahweh, God. Here we affirm that the name will be Kadesh, which is holy, which is the Hebrew word for kasher, which you may recognize is connected to kosher. So to be set apart, right? To be holy. The author notes that in Aramaic, one makes a thing holy by setting it apart, separating it for a specific purpose. Because of this Aramaic construct is equally inside as well as outside of us, we might say that when we separate something, we hold it. We create a space for the holy within. So this idea of even if you think about going back to the Jewish way of doing Passover, right? You go throughout the house and you clear out any of the leavening agents, right? To make holy is to clear out the noise within ourselves. To re-remember what Moses got reminded of in Exodus. The holy is right here. Take off your sandals. This is the ground. It's in you. Just get rid of the noise. Remember that you were fashioned by the God of the universe. Come home. Walk in the garden with God. And live that way. Stop all of the ego nonsense. Listen to the voice of love crying in the wilderness through Jesus. To be made holy. To set apart. To let the light. Isn't there a song about that? This little light of mine? To let that light shine. And to know it. I think of prayer then in so many ways. As the call to set apart and to make space. In the words of Christian mystic Teresa of Avila, it's to make an interior castle, a space where we can actually hear and be encountered by God. Because God is always speaking. God is everywhere, we say, right? God is present. God's not the problem, right? It's the way all of the noise keeps us from being able to hear. And yet I think too often, As Christian people, and I know I'm guilty of this too, we circumnavigate the work of prayer because silence and quiet is actually pretty terrifying. And so instead, throughout the history of the church, we have covered everything over and named as holy the work of crusades. Because it's a lot harder to like make holiness inside myself if I can legislate it or make sure all of you are properly holy. That's actually a lot easier. Because it's terrifying to go inside. And I wonder how at the core of this fundamental terror, it's a terror to face the holy and divine instead of courageously embarking on the way of Jesus, the way of the cross, which is the way of life. But the way of life that we affirm as Christian people is that it is only through the death of our egos and that which we have been tutored to believe will save us, power, the pretensions of power, wealth, all of the things we think will save us and make us safe and secure, and instead to journey the way of spirit, which is not by power, right, nor by might. The way of spirit is the way of true life in Jesus. And that's what this prayer wants to remind us of. Hallowed be your name. God's name is holy, but let's make the space to let the holy in. You see this with Moses and with the people of Israel and with normal people like us too. We get encountered by the burning bush. We're invited to take off our sandals. And then we get afraid. We decide to go after our own ways that we think will keep us safe, and prayer keeps calling us back. Remember the holy ground? Remember what it was like when you took off your sandals and you knew? Prayer brings us back to that place. This prayer, it invites us to remember the way of Jesus. For beginning here, remembering our Father, our Creator, our Source, our Mother, we start there, remembering the Source, that we then get birthed in and we were meant for this unity and connection to Yahweh God, the Source of all life. We now progress further into God's love, where we, like Lazarus, we're called out of the grave. You remember that story? Lazarus is dead. He's in the grave. Jesus goes and sees him and says, Lazarus, take off your grave clothes and live. We too get called out by going inward into the interiority of examination, making holy ground here on this ground where you sit stand, knowing that in these bodies, in your body, the holy is present. So thinking of this reminded me of a poem that some of you may have heard from Jan Richardson. It's called The Map You Make Yourself. I'm going to read it aloud, and I invite you, however you like to listen to poetry, even if you don't, you're here, so. Sorry. Not sorry, yes. This is the map you make yourself. You can read along or you can close your eyes, whatever you'd like to do. May you hear this as an invitation to make some holy space, as God's name is holy. You have looked at so many doors with longing, wondering if your life lay on the other side. For today, choose the door that opens inward. Travel the most ancient way of all, the path that leads you to the center of your life. No map, but the one you make yourself. No provision, but what you already carry. and the grace that comes to those who walk the pilgrim's way. Speak this blessing as you set out, and watch how your rhythm slows. The cadence of the road drawing you into the pace that is your own. Eat when hungry. Rest when tired. Listen to your dreaming. Welcome detours as doors deeper in. Pray for protection. Ask for the guidance you need. Offer gladness for the gifts that come, and then let them go. Do not expect to return by the same road. Home is always by another way. And you will know it. Not by the light that waits for you, but by the star that blazes inside of you, telling you where you are is holy. And you are welcome here. And maybe in this way, through prayer, we begin. O God in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I'm going to make it such that I move inward and consecrate myself. Remember that song? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Here in prayer, we connect with the deepest truth that Yahweh God, the source of all life, has us. And we let this love of God with tenderness and grace heal and change us, remembering that God doesn't need my defense. God needs me and needs us to take off our shoes like Moses in front of the burning bush and be encountered by the God who is the source of all life and being, so that I, so that you, so that we might truly live. O Father, Mother, source of all life, God of all of us, Spirit who breathes, holy, 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 we pray, we live, we breathe, we are. And then from this place, spoiler alert for next week, thy kingdom come. When we remember the source, we then ground ourselves and create space for the holy. It helps us to live. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that work begins in here. Holy. Holy is your name. Holy, holy, holy. God, may your spirit make space within each of us to know the holy.